Descent from the Cross by Kempner. Kempner, better known as Pedro Campana. The Descent from the Cross by Pedro Campana is one of the most important works in the museum, alongside masterpieces by Zurbarán, Ribera, and Antolínez. This painting forms part of the best Spanish collections in any of the great French regional museums. A treasure from Seville, it was acquired by Colonel Aguado of the 1st Regiment of Lancers, part of King Joseph Bonaparte's personal guard. After his death in 1843, it was sold to Jean-Pierre Collot, who gave it to the Montpellier Museum. A native of Brussels and pupil of Bernard van Orley, in about 1527 to 1528, de Kempner, or Campana, travelled to Italy, absorbing all the classical and mannerist culture of the time. In 1537, the artist moved to Seville, a prosperous city thanks to his trade with the Americas, and stayed there for 25 years before returning to his native land in about 1562 or 1563. The Descent from the Cross, painted for the monastery of Santa Maria de Gracia, constitutes the painter's first brilliant attempt at establishing his reputation in the city. He has borrowed the general structure of the composition from Raphael through an engraving by Marcantonio Raimondi. Within this imposing intagliante frame, Campana gives free rein to his expressive and naturalist style, particularly in tone with Spanish sensibilities. Everything is done to intensify the drama of the scene and force the spectator to participate. The subtle interplay of opposing diagonals draws the eye from the Virgin's grieving face to the foot of the cross and up to the broken and inert body of Christ, swaying and sinking above their heads. From the left, a pale light plays over the faces of the main figures, reflecting onto the others and casting enveloping internal shadows over the whole scene. The livid flesh tones, the gaunt faces with their prominent cheekbones, like that of the Virgin, faces dissolving with lifelike tears, the hands with their long slender fingers add to the sense of abandon and rapture. On the right, the huddled and bent figure of St. John stares at the crown of thorns in an almost hallucinatory meditation on the mystery of death and resurrection. Campana's background in Flemish realism, which he never lost, is expressed again in the contrasting treatment of the male figures. In the mundane expression of Simon the Cyrenian, a little outside the scene in the emotion and conviction of Nicodemus on the right, and in Joseph Arimathea's air of concentration, as if impatient to collect the precious corpse. Using a palette in which brown and blue-green predominate, Campana adds a few warmer tones here and there of resonant reds, subtle purples, and luminous yellows to contrast with the cadaverous pallor of the flesh tones.